Province. Your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
The family of Chief Albert Luthuli says they feel vindicated by a new ruling on his cause of death.
We received the judgment with a huge sense of relief. What we have always known for almost six decades. It has finally been confirmed.
The Beit Maritzburg High Court yesterday ruled that the former ANC leader was beaten to death. An inquest reopened in April overturned an initial investigation that he was hit by a goods train in Groutville in 1967. Sandile Luthuli, the anti-apartheid activist's grandson, says his family's been fighting for this ruling for decades.
His children bore the heaviest weight, together with his wife, our grandmother. As grandchildren, we had to pick up the spear as we grew older to fight on and see to it that this moment finally comes. We are particularly glad that at least two out of the seven children are still alive to bear witness. The truth can never be buried.
Meanwhile, the Justice Department's Terence Manasseh says Minister Mamoloko Kubayis commended the NPA for its work.
This outcome honours the courage and persistence of families who have long sought the truth and restores dignity to those whose stories were suppressed under apartheid.
The ANC's called the ruling a victory for every struggle activist whose life was cut short by systemic oppression during apartheid. Here in KZN, two men have been killed in a crash involving a car and a truck in the Durban CBD. The collision happened early on the corner of Anton Lembede and Stalwart Simelane Streets. LS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson.
Paramedics arrived on scene to find carnage as they found that a light motor vehicle had basically T-boned the truck going underneath it. Paramedics assessed the scene and found that there were two men, a driver and passenger, who were severely entrapped in the wreckage. Immediately, the Itsekweni Fire Department were dispatched to assist. Paramedics assessed the two men, believed to be in their 30s. However, both men had sustained major injuries, and unfortunately, there was nothing paramedics could do for them, and they were declared deceased on the scene.
And a group of atomic bomb survivors in Japan has condemned Donald Trump's surprise nuclear test order. Questions have been swirling around the social media announcement, with many asking what the instruction exactly entails. Ahead of trade talks with his Chinese counterpart this week, Trump said he's instructed the Department of War to start testing nuclear weapons. Online users have asked whether he meant testing systems or actually conducting test explosions, something the U.S. has not done since 1992. The Hiroshima survivors, known as Hibakusha, have sent a letter of protest to the U.S. Embassy in Japan. They've called the directive utterly unacceptable, saying it contradicts efforts to build a peaceful world without nuclear weapons. On the weather front here at home, 27 in Durban, Maritzburg and Richards Bay, 30. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sport, new queens will be crowned in the world of cricket this weekend as South Africa face India in the Women's World Cup final. And the big one in Durban this weekend in the Betway Prem, Kaizer Chiefs against Durban City.